Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzoff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Coming up, it'll be the Mids and the Air Force Academy Falcons this Saturday, 3:30 Eastern Time. We'll get a preview with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, an update on the offense from Ivan Jasper, and how will the Mids defend the Falcons? We'll talk with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. Big weekend coming up on the yard. Dave McHugh going to be a busy guy filling in for Joe Miller and I as we will be in Colorado Springs. Lots to do with volleyball and big swimming meet with an SEC team coming to town on Saturday. All that and more coming up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. We'll start with head coach Ken Niumatalolo when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Peanuts or pretzels?
Hi, I'm craving tapas.
In coach?
Some mixed olives, those tiny meatballs, ooh, and tortilla espanola.
So, peanuts or pretzels?
3 times the points on travel makes everyday experiences feel luxurious. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our members are the mission, which is why the flagship credit card gets you 3 times the points on travel and 2 times the points on all other purchases. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
Download Blazin' Rewards, a Buffalo Wild Wings loyalty program where you can earn rewards by eating wings, hanging out with friends, and watching sports. Just sign up at blazinrewards.com and then keep doing what you're doing. Head to B-Dubs, enjoy the food, enjoy the sports, and earn points. It's that easy. Turn your visits into points and your points into awesome rewards. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set to take on the Falcons of Air Force with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. And yeah, the marquee says it all for you all this week. But in terms of preparation, outside of knowing who it is it truly a different week of preparation for your team? Can you feel a different edge in preparation now that you all are ramping up for the Falcons?
The preparation itself is the same, but there is an edge. There's a different, you know, you can feel the difference in the emotions and the energy. I mean, our guys know it's Air Force Week, and that's not going to change.
Would it concern you if you didn't see and feel that edge?
Definitely. If you didn't feel guys' nerves or stress level, it, you know, that would get you concerned. But, you know, it's Air Force Week. We try our best to keep our preparations between the white lines, but it's a different week.
What have you been able to do as a staff and certainly with your team during a bye week situation where clearly health is number one? It does give you a chance to get guys healed up. But what does that time allow you to do, especially getting set for an opponent that, as people talk about playing you, you talk about them? You're going to see something that you're not really going to see until maybe the end of the season.
Well, it allows us to, you know, first to get healthy the bye week. To introduce Air Force, but also it was 6 weeks, so our exams were in there. So we had three different balls that we're trying to juggle, so to speak. And I feel good about what happened in our bye week, what we were able to accomplish. This week we're able to focus solely on Air Force because we don't have exams. And, you know, we've gotten some guys back that have been injured, and, you know, hopefully it all pays off for us.
This rivalry has been tremendous. I mean, you know, you look back through the years, you and I were talking earlier. I mean, you look back in the triple option era, there have been some terrific football games where, in some cases, wacky plays, wacky players have decided these games. Why is that? Why does this game seem to be so close, so even, where just the slightest bounce of the ball can mean victory and defeat?
I think you said it, Pete, that even. You know, we're very close in physicality. You know, we've recruited some of their players. They've recruited some of ours. So from a physical matchup, we're very similar. The type of kids that are very similar, high-character kids. Staff-wise, they have a staff, you know, with Coach Calhoun, who's a phenomenal coach, and the staff that's been together for a long time. We've been together for a long time. So I think because of all the similarities in both programs, it makes for a heated game every time we play.
They've played a bunch of close games. Outside of the one game they won against Stony Brook, their losses have been very close. They've played three different quarterbacks. Is there a challenge in preparing for that, or is it basically the same philosophy no matter which one of the three you may see at some point?
It's a great question. I think maybe if they weren't different physically, you know, it could, you know, really bode bad for us as far as preparation. But they're both strong, powerful runners. They're all got big arms. So I think, you know, Coach Thiessen, from a preparation standpoint, I think his, however he wants to attack us, is not going to be based off the quarterback. I think he can do whatever he feels will give them the best chance to win. I don't think he has to, you know, cut certain parts of their package or minimize certain parts of their package. Maybe if anybody, maybe the younger kid, maybe because he hasn't gotten the reps, maybe they minimize stuff. But, you know, when he got in against Nevada, he looked really well for a guy, really good for a guy who hadn't played much.
As for your quarterback, player development, you know, is a process. And, you know, I think sometimes we, when we watch Malcolm break off a 75 or an 80-yard jaunt or something like that, we still forget that he's relatively in his infancy as in terms of player development. I know he wants to win. He wants every play to go the distance, if possible. But how important is it for him and keeping him focused on the task of just getting better play by play and stay within himself fundamentally right now as he tries to continue to learn more facets and execute more facets of this offense?
Well, he has to do what I've pretty much told all the quarterbacks. You know, Coach Jasper coaches them and does a phenomenal job of coaching them. But my coaching point, from Ricky to Keenan, Kaipo, doesn't matter who it is, Will Worth, Zach, to now Malcolm, is number one, you got to get us into the right play. Number two, you got to get the ball to the right person. And number three, take care of the ball. And if our quarterbacks do that, we'll be fine. And so, again, get us into the right play. We're an option team, so whoever's supposed to have the ball, make sure they get it, hand off, keep, pitch, and take care of the ball from a ball security standpoint. And when he does those things, we have a shot. He's such an explosive, dynamic runner and makes big plays. He's just at a point where continue to just execute our offense at a high level is right now the main thing he's working on.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, Mids and the Air Force Academy Falcons this week. Fans in Annapolis, make sure you head out to Buffalo Wild Wings and the Festival of Riva Shopping Center. 3:30 kickoff to Navy football watch party coming up this Saturday. For the Mids and Air Force, Annapolis affiliate WNAV will be doing its tailgate show starting at 1:30. Coming up, we'll talk with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. Mids getting set to defend the Falcons. The challenges of trying to prepare for possibly three different quarterbacks. We'll talk about that with a longtime Navy defensive coordinator in a moment. This is the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids getting set for the Falcons of Air Force with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And after watching guys get spread out for the last few weeks offensively, almost more of a traditional phone booth game coming up here with the Falcons of Air Force. They play three quarterbacks, and you and I were talking about this a moment ago. What kind of challenges does that present from a game plan perspective when you've seen
three different guys all at competitive portions of the game?
You know, we look at all three of them, and basically what we call will kind of be different for each quarterback. The players, our players, defensive players, really don't know any different. But, you know, each one is a little bit different, and, you know, a lot of times they're running the same plays with them, just one is going to either keep it, one is going to try to pitch it more. All three of them are good passers, so we have to be ready in that area too.
They love to do a lot of the same thing out of different formations. They'll move Cleveland around an awful lot. Sometimes he'll be live as a motion man, sometimes he won't be. Discipline, really important this week, trusting your eyes and trust what you've been told leading up to a game like this?
Yeah, eye discipline is everything. If you put your eyes somewhere different, it'll be a touchdown. So that is probably the key. The three keys are eye discipline, play super physical because it's going to be a physical game. They are every year. And then thirdly, we need to get the ball out. We need to get some turnovers.
A lot of times, you all this year, especially to get your middle linebackers involved, based on what you've done, guys have been almost a little bit wide or almost outside the tackle at times. You guys have been very effective using Taylor in situations like that. Is this a game where basically we're going to see him and Hudson more back in between the tackles by nature of what you're going to see this weekend?
Yeah, they'll be inside. You'll see a lot more guys inside. Their safeties will be much tighter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what we're going to see is going to happen, you know, between the tackles. So we need people in there, and then we have to play great on the perimeter with the safeties and corners.
Is there a ton of deception in what you'll see?
There is if you don't have your eyes on your keys. Mm-hmm. I think if your eyes are on your keys, there's not as much, but they are notorious for reverses, halfback passes, you know, throw the now pass and throw off it. So, you know, they're going to have their trick plays. But if we're all doing our jobs, we're going where we're supposed to go, in theory, none of that will work.
You guys have played a lot of players through the first four games. You and the staff have had a chance with the bye week to kind of do a little self-scout, a little self-examination. You know, what have you seen from this group, and have you been pleased at the fact that you've had to count on guys in competitive situations, and for the most part, a lot of them have done some positive things for you?
Yeah, I'm excited that we mature every week. A lot of the guys that hadn't played at all going into Hawaii now have played quite a bit. I think we're seeing a lot more consistency. I think we're seeing a lot more maturity. I think they're understanding how hard it is to win and how hard you have to play. Each week, I think the young guys start to get closer to our seniors as far as their consistency and, you know, how hard they play. So we just need to keep doing that. And again, we're going to need all of those guys before the year's out. We do every year. And if you don't need them, they've got a ton of experience coming into next year.
Sure. I know you demand it every week, but getting guys to understand how hard they have to play, I mean, is that literally a wild card from a practice-by-practice basis, especially when you're counting on guys that haven't necessarily had these responsibilities in the past?
Yeah, a lot of it's our culture. That's how we practice. I think we practice extremely hard. And if we're not, then, you know, we're not teaching what – probably the key for us winning is mm-hmm. is that effort. And so up on the board in there, I have down coach effort, coach toughness, and coach turnovers. I mean, if we'll do those things, you know, we'll be more successful than not.
All right. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson as the mids get to play some conventional defense this week against Air Force, and we'll see how things match up. Ironically, last year, both teams made their hay at the end of the game through the air. See what happens coming up on Saturday in Colorado Springs. Temperatures in the low 50s, and there is a chance for some precipitation. Coming up, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, mids and the Air Force Academy Falcons, phone booth game time. We'll talk about the game plan this week, quarterback Malcolm Perry, and more. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA, I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Eleven states, 13 institutions. Some of the nation's largest markets. Over 360,000 students. 2.6 million alumni. And 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Falcons Air Force with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. You guys had a chance to do a little self-scout over the first four games. Thoughts on what you and the staff came up with a 2-2 mark here through four games?
First of all, it can be worse. Being 2-2 is not the end of the world. There's a lot of good football ahead of us. Just haven't played well. Just haven't played consistent. Just need something to bring it all together. Just watching the film, we would do one great thing and then two bad things and then put a drive together, then another bad drive. So just a matter of playing more consistent, trying to simplify things this week, obviously get healthy, but just keep things simple. Again, it's frustrating, but at the same time, I mean, there's good football out there for us, and we just got to go out there and get it and get after it.
Player development is a process. Everybody wants to go, you know, 1 mile an hour to 1,000 miles an hour if you can. How do you keep your quarterback from wanting to do that right now and just take each day and each thing fundamentally as it comes trying to operate this offense right now?
It's probably my most biggest challenge for us as quarterbacks, you know, coaching Malcolm, because again, he's such a, you know, high strung kid. Everything he does is full speed. I'm just trying to get him to relax. Just trying to get him to relax. Even with the way he talks, even the way he commands stuff in the huddle, just slow things down and let the game come to you. Again, it's going to be a process. And again, we just got to continue just to take baby steps. But it's, at the same time, he has such a tremendous upside. And it makes a lot of things, you know, in the offense a lot easier to call because, again, he can make things happen. So, but from a quarterback standpoint, again, he's still working through some things. He's throwing the football better this week. And hopefully we get something like that on Saturday.
You guys have played a ton of offensive linemen. You've got a wide receiver. Michael Cooper really seems to be making great strides out there as a freshman. It's always something very difficult. Thoughts on what you've seen in those areas through the first four games as you get set for a big one here?
Well, that was the main focus this year, was going in and playing more linemen. I want to keep guys fresh, but also want to get guys a lot of experience. I think it will come into play big this weekend because just playing up there is a different altitude for our guys. So being able to play a lot of offensive linemen is going to help us. Cooper is coming along great. A guy that we can throw the football to. Look for big things from him down the road. But again, as a whole, the O-line, again, we're getting a lot of reps, a lot of depth. And wide receiver-wise, again, our young guys are growing. Cooper faster than the other ones. And he's going to be really good going for us down the road.
Phone booth game coming up this week. How important is it? Not we talk about the players being patient, but as a play caller, do you have to have a semblance of patience and take what is there in a game like we're going to have this week?
Exactly. You have to be really, really smart in how you call the game. Turnovers are going to be huge. So again, you have to just try to find ways to you know, to move the football, again, without the ball changing hands much. Just try to find ways to limit any possibility of a turnover, but at the same time, do what you do on offense. So again, it's a you know, a tough game to call in a sense, but at the same time, you know, we've been here before. I think last year our game plan was a very solid game plan. But for me, again, it just comes down to seeing what they're going to do this year, if anything different. Take what they give us, be patient, but when it comes time, we got to take our shots.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Navy offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Ivan Jasper as the Mids get set for the Falcons of Air Force, and Navy trying to win for the 11th time in the last 15 years, the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. They've won 25 of the last 31 Service Academy games against Air Force and Army as well. Mids have won the trophy a total of 14 times, and when there's no clear-cut winner, the trophy remains with the winner of the previous year's competition. This year, that would be Army if they all split with each other. Air Force enters the game with a 1-3 record. They won their opener against Stony Brook 38-0 before losing hard-fought contests to FAU 33-27, Utah State 42-32, and Nevada 28-25. The Mids and the Air Force Falcons coming up on Saturday. Keith Mills gets WBAL's programming started at WBAL.com, 1090 a.m. at 1 o'clock. The Navy football tailgate show on WNAV in Annapolis at 1:30. Wiley Baker handles all the action there. Buffalo Wild Wings watch party at 3:30 for the contest at the Riva Festival in Annapolis. Coach Tom O'Brien, Joe Miller, Tim Murray join me for all the action on the Navy Radio Network following the news at 2:30 on WBAL and the Navy Radio Network, which this week includes Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 81, 102.1 The Tide in Virginia Beach, WJXL 1010 AM in Jacksonville, Florida, ESPN 1700 in San Diego, also 1050 a.m. in the nation's capital, WFVD 820 a.m. in Frederick, 104.5 FM, 1500 a.m. out in D.C. and Western Fairfax as well. A lot of great places that you can sample Navy football coming up this Saturday at Falcon Stadium in Colorado Springs. When we come back, big weekend on the yard. Dave McHugh is going to be a busy boy. Joe and I are in Colorado Springs. Today's going to be sitting in with volleyball, big swim meet as well with LSU in town. All that and more coming up. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Navy women's golf team getting some play in at the Yale Intercollegiate in New Haven, Connecticut throughout the weekend. Women's lacrosse hosting Towson, Temple, Arizona State, San Diego State, Syracuse, the U.S. Under National 19 team as well. A lot of that action is going to be in Annapolis. Go to NavySports.com for more information. The U.S. Under 19 national team game will be up in Sparks at U.S. Lacrosse headquarters at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, Navy's men's soccer team fell to American on Wednesday night in a tough game by a count of 3-2. They're at Lehigh on Saturday at 6 o'clock. You can get free live video at Patriot League TV. The Navy women's soccer team defeated American, defeated Lehigh this past week. Good one Friday night at Boston University, 7 o'clock on Patriot League TV. Men's swimming and diving and women's swimming and diving going to be in action this weekend at Lejeune Hall. UConn and LSU Friday at 4. UConn and LSU Saturday at 11. All the action on Saturday going to be available on Patriot League TV and at NavySports.com, where you can find the live link information. Women's tennis at the Navy Blue and Gold Invitational all weekend long. Men's tennis competing at the Richmond Invitational all weekend long. Volleyball hosting Colgate on Friday night at Wesley Brown on Patriot League TV. And then the Army Star Match comes up Saturday night at 7 o'clock, also on Patriot League TV. That'll do it for this week's program. As always, we appreciate you listening in and your support of Navy Athletics. Hope to see you in Colorado Springs. If not, plenty of ways to consume it on the radio with us and also at the live Buffalo Wild Wings watch party Saturday at the Riva Festival at 3:30. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.